You know, the worst thing about dining out alone is that you can't quite hide it. You can't pretend that you're not alone when you're in a restaurant eating alone. So, although, you know, you could sort of make yourself less conspicuous by, you know, hiding behind a newspaper, a book,
a phone.
I think people eating alone in a restaurant who are talking on the phone are actually the rudest people in the world. But we're going to talk about that in the second half of Central Standard Friday. This is the Food Critics Edition of Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is FatCity at Pitch.com. And I'm here with three wonderful, talented food writers. And I'm going to have you all introduce yourself, starting with Emily.
I'm Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com and the Feed Me KC podcast.
Very good.
And I'm Mary Block. I write the blog Around the Block at AroundTheBlockKC.com. And I do the restaurant guide for The Star and the occasional food section article. I had one in this past Wednesday on healthy eating after the first of the year,
which we've talked about on this show
already.
Yes,
we have.
Yes. And Christine?
I'm not eating healthily, but my name is Chris Basica, and I write for Ingram's Magazine.
That's great. And one thing I was going to point out is all three of my fellow panelists here, you're all married, so you probably are not there's probably no reason for you to go out to eat alone, but, you know, even married people go out to eat alone occasionally. You know?
And we travel.
Yeah, if you travel and you're by yourself.
Yeah. And
gotta eat.
In fact, you will be eating alone, I guess, at some point on some of your upcoming work-related trips.
Yeah, I like to eat alone sometimes because then you can talk to the chef or talk to the manager or the bartender and get a better idea of the food you're eating. Kind of fun.
That's a good idea.
And yeah.
When we do return to this topic after the half hour break, one of the things we'll talk about is that women find eating alone especially intimidating, and we'll kind of get to the bottom of that. I find it incredibly intimidating. I do not like to eat alone, but I have many, many times in my life. We will talk about that. But first, let's talk about what the new and exciting and interesting restaurants are in Kansas City. And you can join the conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Our producer, Matthew Long Middleton, is waiting for you to call. Or you can send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. Or what is our tweet thing?
@KCURCST is our tweet thing.
Let's start with you, Emily. Now, when you're not tweeting, where have you been eating?
You know, when I'm not tweeting, where I've been eating. My new go-to is quickly becoming the Providence New American Kitchen
in the
President Hotel at 1329 Baltimore. So this is the kind of lower level of what was the Drum Room. And the Drum Room still exists, doing good cocktails in there. And so Providence New American Kitchen opened a few months ago. I think we've all been there since
right.
it opened. Yes. And I keep going back there. And part of it is, I think it hasn't gotten very popular yet. And so I can always get a table, which makes me happy and sad.
Do you mostly go there for lunch?
I've gone probably equally for lunch and dinner. It's really close to my office, and so I can walk there for lunch. And it's nice to go for dinner because I like to do things downtown. I kind of avoid the Power and Light District like the plague. I'm probably going to get a lot of hate mail for that after this. It's just not really my style on the weekends at night. And Providence is great because it's downtown, and they have free valet parking if you're eating at the restaurant. So it's a nice little downtown escape from the chaos of Power and Light on the weekends.
I find it to be a really mellow, relaxed dining room.
It really, really is.
It's quiet and very comforting. Really good service.
Yeah, great service. And speaking of dining alone, it's in a hotel, which is a great place mm-hmm. to dine alone yeah. because no one's going to think, what is that woman doing there by herself? Perhaps she's traveling.
Right, right. Well, I think in hotels especially, and we can maybe expand on this, but yeah, people don't look one way or the other about people dining alone because it is expected almost that there will be hotel patrons that are by themselves.
Yeah, and kids, and it's just a good mix of people in hotel restaurants, and it's very easy to dine alone in a hotel restaurant, and especially when there's delicious food on the menu, like a new pork dish that they were serving during restaurant week, and I am.
I bet they have a good restaurant week menu.
They do, and I had it in my purse, and I changed purses, and I forgot it, Charles.
Well, I bet somebody could call us at 816-235-2888, because this is probably the perfect time for me to put a shout-out to the new KC or is it Metropolitan KC? It's Metropolitan KC in the Marriott Hotel downtown. And I got to taste their lunch special for Restaurant Week, $15. It was a parsnip and pear soup. It was a cream soup, extremely delicious, and a croque monsieur sandwich, which, as you probably know here, is one of my very favorite sandwiches because it's so delicious and fattening that I shouldn't be eating it. But it was a great deal for $15. Restaurant Week is great.
It is great, especially for lunch, I think, because you get something extra. We just had that at Webster House and had, you know, there were several choices, and it was just good. And that place, however, was packed.
I'll bet.
For lunch on Saturday.
Well, one thing I've noticed about Restaurant Week is that this is the week that the restaurants that you didn't think would be packed will be packed, because this is the time that people who don't go to those restaurants go because the price is right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last night I went to Pierpont's in Union Station, and I sort of forget about Pierpont's probably because it's in Union Station, this beautiful, old, just kind of fancy white tablecloth restaurant. And it was wonderful, but it was packed. There were people waiting outside to get in, and I've never seen a line around the host.
Did you eat at the bar then?
No, we had reservations.
Okay, good.
But we walked up, and there were people waiting outside to get a table at Pierpont's, and I've never really seen that before.
They didn't have that issue with Town Topic last night, I'm glad to say, yes. Mary, where have you been?
Well, it sounds like our theme today is hotel dining.
Right.
I was at the Reserve at the Ambassador Hotel, and that's at 1111 Grand, and it was used to be the Gate City National Bank Building. And I know Emily has been.
I've been there.
Okay, we've all been. It is a gorgeous space. And talk about mellow and laid back. You can actually hear your dining companion. Beautiful, with the white leather chairs and banquettes. I thought it was fabulous.
It's truly a sexy dining room.
It really is. And if this were in New York, you couldn't get near the place.
Yeah, it is great.
It kind of screamed New York to me. And I thought the food was excellent. The drinks were really good.
And it's easy to find parking. It's not hard.
No, right, and they have a valet. Exactly.
Well, they have valet, but they also have that gated parking lot right to the, south of it?
Right, right. Yeah. It's very easy.
Yeah, that was a good find. And also not in the power and light. So, and that would be another place that would be very comfortable to eat alone, I think. And the other place I've been, which isn't new, but it was my first time, and I went for Restaurant Week, was Gaslight Grill at 5020 West 137th Street. It's where Plaza 3 used to be when they had a southern outpost. And I was impressed. I thought the food was just excellent. And, you know, it was a freebie. It was a preview, but I thought it was all excellent, and the service was outstanding. And for people who live out there, I'm not sure I'd drive out there from here or the Plaza area. But
it's a real old school restaurant.
It is.
And there's not many like them anymore. It's sort of the kind of restaurant that would be in a downtown environment in another day and age. I've eaten there several times, and I think the food's really, really good and really old school, and the service is great.
Really great. And they had a salmon with leek risotto on the Restaurant Week menu that was outstanding. So,
and that is the Gaslight Grill at 5020 West 135th Street.
137th,
thank you. And before that, Emily was talking about Providence in the President Hotel, and that's at 1329 Baltimore. Christine, where have you been?
Well, I did go to the Metropolitan in the Marriott at 200 West 12th Street, and I was really excited by the place, the redo in there. You know, the restaurant's been open, I think, for 5 or 6 months. It's been open for a little bit of time, or maybe...
I don't think it's that long. I want to say, I'm pretty sure it's just a couple months old.
Okay. I feel like it opened right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, October 1st.
Oh, okay.
It was October 1st.
Okay, anyway, taking care of the details. The hotel itself, the remodeling is wonderful. And talk about a place that you can just sit and relax. And
In the lobby or in the restaurant?
Well, seriously, in the lobby. I mean,
the lobby's designed as a big living room now.
It is, and it's just wonderful. And the cool thing about it, I went and sat down and waited for my companion. And the bartender from far across the room, I mean, it was dinner time, came over and asked if I wanted a drink. And I said, no, thank you. And he said, well, just sit there and enjoy that as long as you want. And I went, okay, I am going to eat.
And you can eat in the lobby.
Yes, you can. And you can, yeah, it's just a very cool place. I was very impressed. And I had dinner and had their cold smoked pork chop, which was not a cold
pork chop.
But a cold smoked pork chop. And it was very, very good, and had a spinach with burnt apple glaze and onions, and man, it was just really, really good.
You know, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a little bit of a hard sell for the Pistilli family that run that Marriott to get people to come in, because the restaurant that had been in the hotel, mm-hmm. Lily's, was so awful for so many years. I mean, and not awful, well, you know. Awful.
It was a typical hotel.
It was just a coffee shop.
Yeah, it was a coffee shop. And this is a real restaurant.
This is really a step up.
And you don't expect that from a Marriott either.
No. Right. This is a real step or seven up. I mean, it's really, really a nice place. And
not too terribly expensive.
No, though. You know what? The pork chop was $25, and that, I mean, it came with stuff, the sides, the grilled asparagus is $6. It is not expensive.
No, the dinners come with two sides. The breakfast, you know, I mean, hotel restaurants are always going to have expensive breakfast, but it wasn't outrageously expensive. And they have a barbecued beef brisket hash with poached eggs. That's just delicious.
Mm, that does sound good.
And so that is the Metropolitan KC at the Marriott Hotel at 200 West 12th Street, right?
Yep. And the other place I wanted to mention has been open for a few months, and it is called the Fresh Bread Cafe, and it is at 536 Westport Road.
I thought it was the Bread for All Cafe.
Well, it's Bread for All Tandoori Naan Fresh Bread Cafe.
That's a long
title.
It's a long
name.
Mouthful.
Yeah, you look for the word bread.
maybe they should have just called it that.
Yeah. And it's down from the
Freebirds and New Peking.
Yeah, from Freebirds and New Peking. And this is a very inside. It's pretty plain. The food is wonderful. And
it's Mediterranean.
It's Mediterranean. And
a lot of people think, when they see the word tandoori, and they automatically think Indian.
Indian, yeah. And this is, but the bread, the naan there is excellent. And I had the beef shawarma, and a plate of it, which was, and I didn't have it served on rice. It was a large plate. Let me just say that it was an incredibly large plate, and it was absolutely delicious. And my friend had they have gyros there. She had one of those. It was just a wonderful, good restaurant, and very
cheap.
Inexpensive.
Yeah.
Very inexpensive. My full plate lunch was $9.99, $10. And
it's not glamorous. You're eating on plastic.
Glamorous. Yeah.
Do you sit down at the table and order, or do you order at the counter?
You order at the counter.
Okay. And then you sit down, and then they bring you the food, and it's just wonderful. So that
no liquor, it should be said.
Yeah, that's true.
So Chris will not be eating at that bar.
I will not be eating probably there for dinner.
maybe they'll let you bring your own.
It has been known to happen.
But that's at 536 Westport Road, and I really do recommend that place. It's small, but it's absolutely delicious. And, Mary, their French fries were really good.
They are really
French
good.
Fries.
They have French fries.
Really interesting. Good to know.
Yep.
And Mary will be going right after the show.
On a crispy note, I want to remind you that you are listening to Central Standard Friday on 89.3 KCUR. This is the food edition of Central Standard Friday, and you are welcome and encouraged to join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. We have not had one email yet at centralstandard@kcur.org. And then there's the Twitter thing.
The Twitter thing, at KCURCST.
Thank you very much. And we are here with Mary Block, Christine Basica, and Emily Ferris, talking about places to dine in Kansas City. And we've talked about some of the Restaurant Week venues. There's many, too many of them, really.
There's 126,
yeah. I think. And so Restaurant Week, I know we talked about it a lot on the last show, but it's 10 days, so it still goes through this weekend.
That's right.
So you still have lunch today, and then a few more days of eating delicious.
It's a really great, inexpensive way of discovering new restaurants that you have not been to before.
Or old restaurants you haven't been
to
before.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people use the opportunity to go to a place they couldn't otherwise afford, and this lets them do that.
It's funny because, you know, getting back to the previously discussed theme of hotel restaurants, when I was talking to Kevin Pistilli when I was writing my story of Metropolitan KC, how much I long for and remember fondly the Pam Pam Room.
Oh.
I ate there once a week, maybe twice. And I don't think there's been a hotel coffee shop quite like it.
Mm-mm. No, that was a good place.
Another place that a lot of my friends have enormously fond memories of, but I never liked, was the Kona Kai at the Plaza Hilton. What was that about?
I mean, well, I have fond memories because that was my first date with my husband.
Well, aww. I would have fond memories too, yeah. Although it was Polynesian food, which
was
sort of fallen out of fashion.
It was a local Trader Vic's, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember what I ate that night, but I do remember him. So
there you go.
Well, if it was the other way around, we'd be very worried.
I know.
Let's go to Carl in Kansas City, Missouri. Carl, thank you for calling us.
Hi. You were talking about hotel restaurants, and we work downtown and go over to the Hotel Phillips quite a bit, 12 Baltimore.
Right.
They have a pretty good menu, and we go there after theater and stuff like that quite often because the kitchen stays open really late, and on weekends they have live jazz, which is kind of nice because.
Now, how late does the kitchen stay open at 12 Baltimore?
I believe it's till midnight.
Hmm. Really? Okay, because I do know that, and I find this amazing, that the kitchen at the Metropolitan KC serves until 11. That's late for downtown.
Mm-hmm. But it's a hotel.
It's a hotel, right. And they have to keep that room service kitchen open.
And that 12B serves early, too. I think they have a very nice happy hour.
Yeah, you know, that's the hotel that used to have the sirloin room, which later became the Walpudding Steakhouse, which later became a couple of other things. And it still feels like you're eating in a bar.
So. Well, there is a bar there. So.
Well, it is the bar. I mean, 12 Baltimore is the bar, and you're eating in the bar.
Yeah.
So that's my only qualm with it is I feel like I'm eating in a bar.
Uh-huh. Some of us find that just okay.
Yeah, not a problem.
I'm certainly in the minority here on that point. But, hey, thank you so much for your call, Carl, and we are taking your phone calls. 816-235-2888. Hotel bars are fun. I shouldn't be so fussy.
They feel very glamorous.
Yeah. And the Ambassador, you're kind of, and the dining room are indistinguishable.
It's the same thing,
It's like a lounge. It is a lounge, and you can either sit at a table in the lounge or sit at the bar.
At a booth in the dining room.
Why does the Reserve feel more sophisticated than 12 Baltimore? Probably
because
it is.
I think the decor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very posh decor. There's those white tufted couches or... What are they?
They're leather.
They're.
And the bar is beautiful, well lit.
And the only thing, I'm going to have to start getting phone books served with my dinner because we sat last week, we were there, and we sat, on one of the bench seats. And, I don't like having, being chest high to a table. I really needed to be up higher. So I sat on one of the big pillows they had there, and that worked out fine. But it was nice they had them.
Didn't they have a booster seat?
I know. Grown-up booster seat, a little wider than the normal one.
We have an email from Nola, a new place to check out in Lawrence called the Lebanese Flower. Never heard of it, but I would like to. Just north of the Granada on Massachusetts. Some listeners may be familiar with their hummus, which is sold at grocery stores in Lawrence. They serve soup, falafel, sandwiches, kebabs, and hummus baba ganoush. Every dish is $6 or cheaper.
Whoa.
Okay. Next time we do this show, one of us will have something to say about the Lebanese flower. We are taking your phone calls and your emails, which centralstandard@kcr.org is the email address.
Since we're talking about Lawrence,
yes.
A couple of nights ago I went to 715 in Lawrence, 715 Mass Street, and I got the Arctic Char. and it blew my mind.
Tell me what blew your mind.
It's on a puree. I don't even know what it's on. A puree of I want to say, like, parsnip and eggplant. And the skin, it was just so perfectly charred. And it wasn't a big serving. It came out, and I was like, that's all I get? And I was perfectly filled up. It had the perfect texture. The salmon was cooked perfectly. The skin was perfectly textured on a nice puree. And it came with Brussels sprouts. But it was just probably the best flavored char or salmon dish I've had in a really, really, really long time.
Good. 715, which is 17 West Massachusetts?
715 West Massachusetts, yeah.
In
right
Lawrence.
In the Strip.
I wish that restaurant was here in Kansas City.
I know. I wish they had an outpost of it. We are starting to get a lot of phone calls at 816-235-2888. And let's go to, is it Ada in Kansas City?
Yes.
Hello,
yes,
Ada.
Yes, it is. Yes. I recently went to the Chaz restaurant at the Raphael for my birthday, and while the entire experience was very nice, the best experience was the appetizer that we had with shrimp and grits, and it was very Southern style, and it was the best I've ever eaten. So I'm really jonesing to go back there just for that.
Well, Chef Charles does a great job, yeah, and he was over at Webster House and did a lot of Southern specialties.
They still have shrimp and grits on that menu.
Mm-hmm.
And where else do they have shrimp and grits that are really good?
Blue Stem Lounge.
Yep. Blue Stem. Mm-hmm. Right.
And Rye has them now.
That's right. So, Ada, you could travel all through the metro and test everybody's shrimp and grits and give us a report.
I think Mary's already done that.
I have indeed.
So.
And I definitely want to join your staff when you have an opening, because I love talking about food. So thank you. I love your show.
Thank you so much.
Well,
everyone loves to talk about food, and that's why we do this show.
I know.
To take your calls and to take your emails. We are going to take a break and do what we have to do on our break. And when we return, we'll talk about eating alone in restaurants. You are back on the air with us on the Central Standard Friday Show. This is the Food Critics Edition. I'm Charles Ferruza from The Pitch with you, joined by Emily Ferris of Feed Me KC.
Yes.
I actually got that right for a change. Mary Block from Around the Block blog. And she also writes for The Star. And the lovely Christine Basica, who writes for Ingram's Magazine and travels extensively throughout the universe.
Indeed. About once a year.
We are talking this half hour about eating alone. But before we get to that topic, why don't we take this call from Lisa in Prairie Village? Hold on a minute here. Did I lose Lisa? I might have lost Lisa. So, Lisa, you're going to have to call back. We of course, generated a lot of calls after about eating in hotels because we sort of touched on that theme. But let's talk about eating alone. Do you each have one tip to advise our listeners who are a little intimidated about eating alone in a restaurant?
Sure.
We've already said that for some reason, well, an obvious reason, is eating alone in a hotel restaurant doesn't seem as daunting. And I think eating alone in a fast casual restaurant, like, let's say, The Mix or someplace like that, no one notices whether you're alone or not. It seems to be like more upscale, sit-down, full-service restaurants.
I think, two things. One, I think people don't like to eat alone in part because they think everybody is thinking of them and thinking, oh, poor girl, she can't get a date. You know, which the fact
is... Or poor boy can't get a date in my case, yeah.
Well, yeah, that would be true for you, though. But
it is, actually.
But... the deal is nobody's really thinking about you. You know, I mean, we are not the center of the universe, and that's kind of hard for people to understand, I think.
But unless you're wearing a clown outfit.
Yeah, and then
you
do
get the attention.
Those looks,
yeah, okay.
Indeed. But my tip is for at the middle of the meal, really, and that is when the waiter comes by, if you're not at the bar, which is my preferred place, if you're at a table and the waiter comes by to ask you how your meal is and you say fine or not or whatever it is, at that same time, ask for the bill. And then that way, after you're done with your meal, you don't have to sit and wait longer all by yourself with nothing to do. So that's a middle of the meal tip.
Good idea.
Thanks.
You know, it occurred to me once that I was in a restaurant, not alone, and I looked over and there was a lady eating alone, and she was in between bites crocheting an Afghan.
There you go. Well, and there's always, activity.
Yeah.
There's always that. Mary, what is your tip for dining alone?
Well, you already mentioned eating at a bar of an upscale restaurant is a good thing to do, but also if the restaurant has a chef's counter or you're at a sushi bar and you can sit at that counter, you can chat up the chef and it just feels a little bit friendlier and more conversational, and the chef will probably take good care of you.
Yeah.
Okay. And
well, they already stole my ideas. The Czech one wasn't mine, but sitting at the bar, of course, talking to the chef. And if you're worried about sitting alone or like being idle, order perhaps an interactive food that you might have to put together, or a drink so you have something for your hands to be doing. So just have something to kind of keep you engaged with your meal so you don't feel so much like you're sitting alone waiting for someone to come talk to you or something.
Actually, eating alone is a great time for reading.
I love reading.
You know,
people
don't tend to make a lot of time for reading anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, you know, maybe in bed before you go to sleep. But, yeah, it's a good place to read.
I do think most people today, I mean, what I see more and more, whether it's singles or whole groups, is everybody staring at their phone mm-hmm. and doing something so that they look very busy. I think that that's the primary purpose of the mobile phone, is just to make you look and feel busy and important.
But then put the book or the phone down when your food comes and pay attention to your meal.
All right.
The other thing I think sometimes people get uncomfortable with is when they have to go in and someone says, is there just one?
Yeah.
And if you would announce it first, if you would say, I'm dining alone, I need a table for one, say that first, and then they don't have a chance to say, oh, look, you're by yourself. Are you by yourself tonight? Oh.
And own it. When they say, well, is there only one? I own that. Yes, it's just me. I'm eating by myself.
Uh-huh.
Very excited about
it. The other thing you can do, which is really intimidating to at least the staff sometimes, is if you're eating by yourself, you whip out your little tiny notebook and you start taking notes. They always come around then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have got to stop saying you are Charles Ferruzzi.
I know.
It caused so many problems. You know, so many problems in my life, and as if I needed more. Let's go we can get this here. Lisa on line one. Lisa, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, I was looking for you, Lisa. I couldn't find you. And there you are.
Yes. You hung up on me.
It was completely unintentional, I promise.
Okay. I totally understand. Earlier, you had talked about Pierpont's, and my husband and I went there. It was right after Thanksgiving or maybe even earlier than that, because they had their Christmas trees up very early in Union Station, and it was beautiful, but we were thinking, wow, the first Christmas trees we had seen. And we went rather late, and there was a line. Even then, there were many people waiting to eat, and I couldn't believe the number of people who were eating, who were sitting down to eat at 9 o'clock and even 9:30 at night. And I loved it. I think it's another old-school restaurant, and it gave me a very cosmopolitan feel that, you know, like in New York City where they eat so late. Mm. And it was just a very fun, it was real dark in the restaurant, and it was just very pleasant, and there were so many people there. I was very surprised. It wasn't like a holiday weekend.
You mean, but was it a weekend?
It was a weekend.
Yeah, okay.
It was a weekend. I believe it was. But I was just very pleasantly surprised, and it was an excellent experience and good food. I don't remember what we had, but it was really delicious.
Well, let me ask you, Lisa, kind of bringing us back to the topic at hand, do you ever eat alone in a restaurant?
Yes, certainly, and I love it. I love to people watch. Occasionally, this sounds really silly, a game or something on my phone that I never get to play, and sometimes I'll use an opportunity to do something frivolous, but mostly people watch. Is kind of fun to do.
And
I can't read a book.
You can't read a book in a restaurant?
No, because I want to focus on the food. And so I find I'm not sure where to put the book and look down on the, I don't know, that's awkward to me. I would knit, however.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I'll tell you, I need a new scarf, Lisa.
Okay, I would love to. Actually, I don't know, because that sounds like, well, if you can't read, then why can you knit? But
I know it. I know it. Well, someday I'm going to learn how to knit, and I'll make everyone here on this panel a scarf or something, an afghan. 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. And I'm especially interested in hearing from our female listeners, because it seems like, you know, females tend to be intimidated by eating alone in restaurants. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure historically there's all kinds of statistics that they get hit on, or I have known people in restaurants to ignore single women in a restaurant, waiters and waitresses, that is. Not that I was ever guilty of that. I ignored everybody equally. And was tipped accordingly. Let's see. Christina tweets, the atmosphere at Cafe Gratitude KC really lends itself to solo dining. You don't feel weird eating alone there. I guess that would be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was on my list, actually.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What else is on your list for eating alone?
Well, I didn't get terribly specific, but I did think of the Bristol out south, which is an easy place to, I think, go up to that bar, and people are really friendly. And
you eat at the bar, they're not at a table?
Yeah. Although I was at a high top a couple weeks ago and by myself, and that was perfectly fine, you know. And I felt a little guilty for not eating at the bar, but I didn't want to talk that much. You know, I didn't want to have to be very nice, I guess.
You know, it's funny.
Great muscles, by the way. Great muscles.
Mm. It just hit me that... a restaurant I don't go to very often because I'm, you know, completely and totally opposed to eating healthy. But the sweet tomato salad buffet place.
Oh, yeah.
The few times I have been there, I notice a lot of single people do eat there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
it's a comfy. Well, and that kind of brings up the point. Eating alone in a casual, in a more casual restaurant is probably, if you're going to eat alone, you really, I'm not sure I'd feel completely comfortable eating alone at the American. Although
at the bar, maybe
at the bar I would, yeah. But not in the restaurant mm-hmm. itself, I guess.
Yeah. Now I have to comment on sweet tomatoes because I can't. The only thing that keeps me from having to unbutton my pants at a buffet is the fact that I'm with someone. So I can't go any place that is a buffet by myself because it would end there. I need a dining.
Badly.
I need a dining companion to shame me into not going back to the buffet 7 times.
That's the most hilarious thing. Let's go to Zach in Liberty. Zach, are you with us?
I am. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime business traveler, so I eat alone quite often. And I always have a book or a magazine or a newspaper. And I especially like a magazine or a newspaper because you can read a shorter story and keep yourself busy before the meal arrives, after the meal arrives, you're waiting on the check. And then also agree that to sit at the bar or sit at the sushi bar or anything else is always a great idea. But to be busy and be able to read has always made me much more comfortable and feel like I could go into anywhere, and that it was quite all right that I was alone. I'm announcing that you're alone by taking a magazine.
Now, Zach, do you ever do any work at the table when you're dining alone?
You know, absolutely during lunch, like in a hotel, would certainly take my laptop and do some work there. But if I'm out at a nice place, I'm not going to take a laptop, and that would be too distracting to enjoy the meal.
Okay, those are good points.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Zach, a longtime business traveler. We are taking your phone calls. The subject is dining alone.
You know, another fun place to eat alone would be at Pizza Bella at their counter, because you can watch them making all the pizzas as well as your own.
Okay.
And
you listen, there's always room for visual stimulus mm-hmm. when dining alone. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. You can send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org. Or go to Twitter at
KCURCST.
Okay, so I want to ask Mary and Emily, where some places on your list for dining alone are?
Well, one was Pizza Bella, which I just mentioned. Another would be the Rieger at 1924 Main. Mm.
At the bar or at a table?
I would sit at the counter. The chef's counter.
Okay.
at the Rieger, and Extra Virgin, their bar, you can eat everything, and it's a fun, very lively place. And I don't think anybody even noticed you're eating by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And
again, Mary, you've stolen my ideas. I was going to say the Rieger. I think that counter by the kitchen is great because it's a partially open kitchen, and the chefs there are pretty excited to tell you what they're working on and or just have you watching them. And the bar at the Rieger is a very social place. It's right by the front door, and the bartender are always very welcoming. So
let's go to Georgia in Olathe. Georgia, are you with us?
Yes, uh-huh.
Tell us where you like to eat alone.
Well, I'm usually eating at very casual restaurants like Elephant Bar and Chef. I'm not as diverse as you all. I wish I was.
We got a blip there. You said you like to eat alone at the Elephant Bar or what?
Or Cheddar's.
Cheddar's.
I wish I wasn't as diverse as you all, but I'm not.
I've eaten at Cheddar's several times, and I never see anyone alone there. It's sort of a family place.
Well, I usually eat in the bar. Okay. The high tops are open, but you can usually get a place at the bar. So if I'm eating alone, I can always watch sports or the business. They have both on either TV, a business show. And sometimes I go and read. I've had people tell me, both the waitress, not my waitress, come up and say, I'm totally intrigued by you. And also men say, I'm totally intrigued by you. I find
well,
it
that's
very
something
comfortable.
None of us have gotten, yeah. I might note. Yeah.
Okay. For a few years, that's for sure.
Okay. Well,
I had a girlfriend that I encouraged to go travel on her own, and she was totally afraid of it. And when she did, she had the best time. Before she left, everybody in the restaurant and bar and hotel were calling her by name. So,
Well, that's an inspiration for all of us, I guess. Well, thank you, Georgia. Let's go to Forrest. Forrest in Liberty. Are you with us, Forrest?
I am. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a big fan of the show. I work retail, so I was just going to say I eat alone often. My shifts vary. So sometimes my quote-unquote lunch break is, at 7 o'clock at night. So I have no qualms about going really anywhere and eating alone.
Well,
I love that. I have four kids, so alone time is great.
Yeah. I would say. Has anyone ever said in a restaurant, come up to you and said, I'm intrigued by you?
Constantly.
No. That was the right answer, too. That's great. Okay. I imagine retail workers, that would be a common theme, is eating alone because of the hours.
I don't think anything when I see someone else eating alone. Honestly, I assume, they're probably on their lunch break or, similar to my situation.
Sure. Even though they are dateless and alone and have never had a date, yes, they're in your situation.
Well, that's right. Another thing we need to address. It's not the 1950s, and it is completely acceptable for someone to be, a woman or a man, to be eating alone and having a drink and enjoying a nice meal.
Listen, I'm intrigued by that.
Exactly. And if I take any sort of outside stimuli, and this is going to sound like pandering, but I'll take a pitch with me and read through that. Charles, I feel like you and I are old friends, even though we've never met.
I'm intrigued by that, too. Yes. Hey, thank you, Forrest. Have a great day. Let's go to Andrew in Kansas City, Missouri. Andrew?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where do you eat out alone?
Typically, my favorite place to eat is at 19th and Main. It's Extra Virgin.
Oh, that's a great place to eat.
They've got one of the best happy hours in town. It's in my opinion, the best. I go eat alone there at the bar probably two times a week during lunch. So,
and they've got a lot of small tables and a lot of deuces, and I don't think people really even notice people dining alone.
And
there,
the center of the room is, as Mary mentioned earlier, a big counter, so you can sit up at the counter where it's the bar, but you can kind of see into the kitchen, and it's very open and social.
Visual stimuli. That's
visual
great.
Stimuli.
Yeah. Okay.
Very. Very true, and it's just a great place where you can kind of sit down and have a beer and eat some of the best food for some of the best prices. It still floors me every time I go there how cheap they do the food they do.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew. And let's go to Felix in Lee Summit. Felix.
Hello. I have a question, sort of like for the car guys. I have a $200 gift certificate to Blue Stem. I've dined there twice previously. If you've been there, it's very intimate and very small. And I currently have nobody that I would want to take
with
me.
I'll go with you.
Emily will go with you.
Do you think that I should dine there alone? I've been clutching this gift certificate for 3 months, looking at it almost every evening.
Well, can you eat $200 worth of food by yourself?
No, I certainly could not. Okay. I could probably get, it's pre-fee, so okay. I could probably go twice with that.
Or you could have a really nice bottle of wine with it.
Yeah.
Possibly, but I think that it's so intimate that it would be too too much. People would obviously see me. There's only, I think it only holds 16 diners total.
No. It's bigger than that. But
how about this, Felix? So you don't have any one person that you want to go spend the $200 on. Do you have like four friends that you sort of like that you would take to the lounge?
Well, that's just the problem. Finding somebody that would appreciate this type of food is the problem. I have probably 100 friends, male or female, that would love to go out to dine with me, but I'm not going to waste it on these people. They don't know the difference between a Sonic and Chateaubriand.
I hope they're not listening.
Yeah. I know.
But the lounge is much more casual.
And they don't listen to public
radio. Oh, okay.
Well, as Mary said, the lounge is casual, and they have pulled pork and shrimp and grits and
hamburger,
French fries, and burgers.
I suppose you could always put an ad on Craigslist looking for a sophisticated cosmopolitan dining companion.
Nope. What does Restaurant Week get me if I go there during Restaurant Week?
Get you a cheaper meal.
So you get three courses for $30 for dinner.
Yeah,
for
and
dinner.
My guess is it's sold out at this point.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it would be. But
I'll wait till after Restaurant Week then. Well, notwithstanding your offer for the date, thank you so much. Great show.
All right. That episode was a bittersweet note. Okay, let's go to Vicki in Olathe. Vicki?
Yes, hi. I've been single since about 1980, so it's been a long time. I used to enjoy going out alone, but since I've gotten older, I don't like it. And you've already discussed, you know, when they say, are you alone? That bugs me when they always ask that when they seat you. And what I do to, because I eat out probably once a day alone, and I live out here in Olathe, I do my checkbook, and I subtract that, and I work on that. And then I also write. I take up, you know, and write poetry and kind of people watch.
That's that good.
Type of thing. Well, you're indulging your creativity, and I think that's a great place to do it. You know, it's been a long time, honestly, that where I have heard a server say to me or anyone else who's dining alone, "Are you alone?" I think most people have gotten over that. Now, well, an occasional
not out here,
not in Olathe.
I think it's the occasional new young host or hostess. Yeah. Say, will it just be one today?
Right, right.
And that's why you need to pre-call it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'd like a table for one.
Really?
And I had one more comment. I've been enjoying your program, and I'm in my car driving around, and I haven't gone home yet. But I wish you'd kind of talk about, and maybe you do, so it isn't more than just you're always talking about the dining places in the city, and I rarely get in there anymore, and I wish you'd kind of talk a little bit more about some of the little towns around in Olathe, and maybe you do, and I've just missed it.
No, but, you know, we could talk more about them. Maybe we'll do a show just on, you know, suburban restaurants.
Right.
Christine is chomping at the bit to do that one. But thank you so much for that phone call. You know, I think we hit on a lot of suburban restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to do a restaurant show and not anymore because there are so many restaurants opening in the suburbs.
Right.
So, anyway, we are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. We are talking about dining alone in Kansas City. And I don't think there's a stigma connected to it at all anymore, really. Except if you, like me, occasionally walk in in a clown's outfit. I do get some stares.
Well, that would be the purpose of that, I assume. So.
And there's a difference between going on a Saturday night at 7:30 to Blue Stem by yourself, which would probably feel slightly awkward, or going at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night to the Rieger or Michael Smith or a place that is a little more lively and going during the week.
We have an email from Beth who wonders, wouldn't it be better for a server to say to a single diner, will anyone be joining you tonight?
Well, that's better than are you all alone, honey?
Yeah.
Well, and I guess the response would be no, but if you could arrange it, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have someone? Well, you know, some restaurants, and we haven't seen them so much in Kansas City, but they have that singles table where there may be 10 people there.
Like a community table.
A community table, which is, you know, kind of a very fun idea if you are alone.
And there are a few of them around town. Yeah. XY Brasserie and BRGR.
The Boot. I'd like to see one of those restaurants start hosting a singles night. Say, come sit at our communal table on Tuesday nights, dine by yourself.
That's really a great idea.
It's a great idea, but I, of course, being the pessimist here on this panel, I can imagine sitting down and wanting to enjoy my meal and getting stuck with, you know, someone who's going to tell me their boring, horrible life story. Not that that hasn't happened, but, you know.
Well, that's always a possibility, Mr. Half Full Glass. I'm half empty glass.
Will anyone be joining me tonight?
No, and for good reason.
And sometimes we go out to eat alone because we just want to be alone.
That, you know, that is absolutely the case. I mean, you know, a great place. There are certain Chinese restaurants where, you know, you are in complete anonymity. And it's great. You could read a book. You could kind of get your thoughts together. And you could people watch whatever people do. You can knit. But you don't want to talk to anybody. You have just had too much all day. And you just want to, you know, unwind in the privacy of your own little booth.
New Peking is one of my favorite places for that.
Good. Yeah. I was going to say Kinlin. On 51st and Oak.
Yeah. I'd say two words, what? Carry out.
but that could be depressing too, yeah. especially in my case, because I carry out and I walk through the front door. I don't mind eating alone at home, but my dogs want some of that food.
Oh.
It's better to eat in a restaurant.
I see.
I'm willing to pay the tip.
So many reasons now.
Yes.
Or your kitchen is trashed, and it would be more depressing and more work to
I've been there.
Tackle the kitchen. You just go hide out in a Chinese restaurant.
You know, another thing is if you're a sports fan, you could plan your meal around a game that might be on TV. So if you love KU or K-State, you go eat at a bar, watch the game, and eat.
Now, here's an interesting call from Will in Lawrence. Will, what do you have to tell us?
Well, I have on two occasions, once when I was traveling in New Jersey on business, I was eating alone in a restaurant, and I had a woman approach me, and she just asked me, do you mind if I join you? And I looked up at her, and I said, well, sure. I said, sure, just I'll be happy for you to join me. And, you know, we ended up meeting each other. Of course, I wasn't from that part of the country. I was from a different part of the country, but it was great just having her for company. And on another occasion, a wife and I were at a bed and breakfast in Broomfield, Colorado. I went down to get breakfast, probably a little bit ahead of my wife, I got my plate set at the table. There was another lady in there, getting her breakfast too. Anyways, she saw me sitting at the table, so she just promptly came over to the table, put her plate down like she was getting ready to sit down. I looked up at her, I said, "Ma'am, my wife is going to join me here." She said, "Oh, but she happened to be a school teacher." So just then my wife walks in, you know, she comes over to the table, and I said, well, you know, this lady asked her, you know, could she join us here? So she said, well, yeah, sure, you know. So she sat down, and we had a great time meeting each other. And I think, you know, sometimes people don't, you know, they don't like eating alone. In those two instances, it seemed like, you know, the ladies didn't like eating by themselves, but it was great, you know, having them, you know, come to the table, ask me could they sit down. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the company.
You must have a really friendly face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what
very
I mean.
Very intriguing. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, no one told me that I looked intriguing, but anyways.
Emily just feels it psychically. Mm-hmm. But yes, you know, I want to ask our panel, has anyone ever sat down at a table with you in any kind of restaurant environment and asked if they could sit with you?
Yes, I was just thinking at Woodyard Barbecue not too long ago. It was packed.
And it's a tiny place.
And it's a tiny place, and there were two of us at a table for four, and people said, can we join you?
Yeah.
And that, of course, was fine.
And I do that in crowded places like that, a barbecue-style place or a order at the counter, say, may we kind of steal this half of your table or this corner of your table just so we can sit?
I've gone up to someone at a social event who was hogging an entire table by himself and said, and there were only six of them there. And I said, do you mind if I just stand here and share your table? And, of course, since he said, sure. He's a nice lawyer. You know, I mean, we talked a little bit, and then that's the only time I've ever done it, though.
It's kind of hard to do it at any place that's a sit-down restaurant because the host or the hostess will seat you, but at more casual events and places.
I'm sad to say that no one has been intrigued enough to do that to me. Let's go to Christy. Christy, what were you going to tell us?
Hi. I went out to lunch, which I do quite often by myself, and I went down to Brio on the plaza and sat at the bar, and they were having the restaurant week lunch, and I got that, and I also got a glass of wine. And when I went to pay my tab, the bartender said, it's already been paid for. And so I said, you know, was quite surprised. I'd never had that happen before. And she said this gentleman across the bar paid for everyone who was sitting at the bar's lunch. So I thought that was...
Where is that man?
Yeah, really.
We must have some just incredibly attractive callers today.
I went over to thank him, and he said, oh, it's not that big of a deal. And, you know, I don't know. He asked me to sit with him and have a drink. And I said I couldn't, and I kind of felt bad about that. But I was totally surprised. And I thought, well, there's an advantage to sitting at the bar and having lunch by yourself.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Christy.
Great story.
You know, being the pessimist and the cynic that I am, I can't help but think there's a subtext to some of those stories. But, you know, who am I to say?
Exactly okay. Right.
Okay, before we go to the top of the hour, I'm just going to ask all three of you, if you were going to suggest one restaurant as a great place to eat alone tonight, maybe, you know, at the bar or wherever.
Friday night.
Ooh.
You know, and the person that called in about Brio, I'd go to Brio and I'd sit and watch them sit at that little pizza place where they make the flatbread.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a great place.
All right, and Mary?
I would probably go to the Rieger and watch Howard cook, and hopefully he'd pass me some food or something.
All right, or at least some gossip.
Yep.
And Emily?
Well, since Mary would no longer be alone if I joined her at the counter at the Rieger, I think I would go to Urban Table in Prairie Village.
Okay.
And they have a nice big counter and a bar.
All right. Well, what a great show. I hope everyone learned something exciting about eating alone. Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton. Our announcer is Kim Noble. And thanks to my fellow food critics today, Christine Basica, Emily Ferris, and Mary Block, and to everybody who called in. Remember, you could find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard Friday. And archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next with a look at KC Honky Tonk Roadhouse, Saloon, the Kansas City Poet Laureate, and a new installment of A Fan's Notes. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your food, KC.